Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week, our guest returned to his hometown of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, to coach junior hockey after spending all of his coaching career and most of his playing days in Italy. Yes, we'll get to that. Join us now as the head coach of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League's Sault Thunderbirds, John Parco. John, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
All right, John, so I'm going down your bio here, and I got to clarify to our audience. Listen, you played 20 years of pro hockey. You were in the IHL, the old International Hockey League, the ECHL, the AHL, and a number of European elite leagues. One that's really near and dear to my heart, you played in Asiago, Italy, and led the team to championship titles in 2011 and 2013. I'm guessing the cheese was spectacular in that town.
Hey, it's the original Asiago cheese also, so yes, obviously it's actually a very beautiful spot, and it's actually a really, really good hockey city, and you know, it's obviously and really close to my heart. Both my children were born there, and me and my wife were, I married a girl from Asiago, and we still have a home there, so it's a place that I still call home.
That's amazing. Listen, there's a big chunk of our audience is listening right now that either know somebody who's playing in Europe or could potentially play in Europe, or maybe they're thinking about playing in Europe. What's it like? It's one thing to play in something like the Swedish Elite League or the KHL, because we see that. What's it like playing in some of the smaller elite leagues in Europe? What is that experience like?
You know what? I really, really enjoyed my time over in Europe. Actually, when I first went over, probably about 30 years ago now, 26 years ago, the Italian League, there was no KHL at that time, and the Italian League was one of the, maybe the best league in Europe. Wow. At that time. I mean, I played years against Jari Kurri and, you know, Akt, and a lot of ex-NHL players were in that league at that time. And just over the years now, the other leagues have just gotten, they've evolved, let's say. The German DEL is a really solid league. Obviously the KHL, and then, you know, not to mention obviously the Swedish and the Finnish and the Czech leagues have sort of taken over.
You had a great run. You were picked by the Philadelphia Flyers back in the NHL draft in 1991, but you've obviously made the switch to coaching. What made you love this game so much that you thought, rather than walking away and take all that I can from the game, that you wanted to stay in coaching? What made you make that shift?
Well, you know what? I just—it's just something that just stays in your heart. I mean, I can't even imagine not going to the rink every day. It just after 20 years of pro and you know, years in the OHL, and my kids were young. My son is still young. It's just part of my life going to the rink every day and living this game.
In conversation with John Parco, the head coach of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, Sault Thunderbirds. Listen, you made it. You stayed alive through the last round. You guys were down 3-1, but rallied back, and now you're facing Rayside Belfour Canadiens in the next round. What was it that turned that series around for you to keep you guys alive?
Well, you know what? I just think that our players just really stuck to it. I mean, you know, we were down in the series, but I thought overall we were playing really, really well. It was just a matter of maybe getting that extra goal. Their goalie, McPhail, was playing really, really well. He shut us out 2 games in a row. And, you know, I got all the compliments in the world to my players. They just stuck with it and kept battling.
The winner, you're facing now, the winner of the Thunderbirds and Canadian series meets either Cochrane Crunch or the Timmins Rock in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League final for the league championship, and then you advance to the Dudley Hewitt Cup that gets played May 1st to the 5th in Dryden, Ontario. You're right. Just a steps away from battling for a provincial title, a Eastern Canadian title, and then potentially a national title. How do you keep that under wraps with your team, keep them motivated, yet enjoy the process along the way?
Well, you know, this team, and when we put this team together, it was a really long process. I mean, we started off, I just took the team in August, and we started off, we had 4 players. We were looking for players. We honestly started the season when we didn't even have a full roster. So it's just been one of those seasons where it doesn't even seem realistic, believe it or not, to maybe get that far. But, you know, the guys have just continuously gotten better throughout the season, and you know, maybe we still can dream a little bit, and you know, the players can just keep giving all they got. You know, anything can really happen in hockey.
John, congratulations on all you've accomplished. I'm sure your players really appreciate your leadership and all of your rich history, Asiago cheese and everything. Thanks for this, man. Good luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That was Sioux Thunderbirds head coach John Parco, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.